all the unique characters.
I do let them bang. Yeah, I'm a legend, man. I'm building my legs.
All the stories and perspectives featured weekly.
I wasn't fully committed to that choke, and I kind of sunk into it, started squeezing tighter, and I kind of heard him gurgle a little bit. I was like, oh.
And all the combat sports you could ask for in the best state in the U.S.
Like I said, Ohio versus the world. It's going to happen for sure. Watch out.
It'll be cool, man. I'm not worried about it. I'm going to show them why the Ohio MMA scene is, in my opinion, one of the best MMA scenes in the country.
This is Forged in OH.
IO.
OH.
IO.
OH.
IO.
Forged in Ohio is live for just the second time in the show's history. My name is Jake Murren, and I'm the show's host. For my diehards out there, you likely know that the first Forged in Ohio live show was for Cage Thunder 23. You also likely recognize where I am and are aware of what's going down tomorrow night. If you're an Ohio MMA fan, you should know about Cage Thunder by now, and they're putting on another excellent Pro-Am card tomorrow night, Saturday, April 6th. At the Chaparral Center in Akron, Ohio, it's Cage Thunder 26, headlined by Tyler the Outlaw Collins and Brogan Endress. This is Forged in Ohio's Cage Thunder 26 Pro Weigh-In Show. I can't thank you enough if you're watching on Instagram at Forged in Ohio. Your support means more than you know. And if you're listening to the podcast version afterward, then stick around as this is guaranteed to be one hell of a show filled with some pretty incredible personalities. We'll be talking about Cage Thunder 26 throughout the show. Feel free to ask questions on IG Live from social media. I'll try to answer them as best I can. But the real reason you're here is to hear from as many pro fighters competing tomorrow night. They'll join me immediately following weigh-ins. I don't know the order of these fighters that I'll be joined by quite yet, but I do know the order of the pro bouts tomorrow night at Caged Thunder 26. Kicking off an excellent four-pack of pro fights, it's Shane Lehman out of Demolition Fight Team, taking on K.O. Butler out of Apex Fight Systems. K.O. Butler, he's 1-4, but he is an electric fighter, brings action to the cage every single time he competes. And last time he joined me at the Cage Thunder 23 Pro Weigh-In Show, he was the only fighter that actually gave me a prediction. He said, head kick KO, that fight didn't go his way. He lost by decision, but I'm excited to see what his prediction for tomorrow night will be. I'm sure we'll get one out of him. We also have Hunter Watt versus Melvin Harris, definitely a fight to look out for when it comes to fight of the nights. Hunter Watt 1-0, Melvin Harris 2-1, both really respectable gyms. Hunter Watt out of Route 250, and Melvin Harris, he's coming out of Ronin Training Center. I've had a bunch of Ronin guys on Forge in Ohio. Then we have Kobe Woodall, another Ronin guy. He's in the co-main event. He's fighting Jamar Moore out of Apex Fight Systems. And then main eventing this card, I already mentioned it, Tyler the Outlaw Collins taking on Brogan Endress. All right, Fight fans, I'm now being joined by Hunter Watt out of Route 250 Martial Arts, a 1-0 pro record. Let's talk about that last fight. It's nice to talk to you again, Hunter. It's been a long time, but you turned pro at Cage Thunder 25. You won that fight. What did winning your debut mean to you?
I mean, it meant a lot. I mean, it was cool to go out and win my first pro fight. But in all honesty, I mean, it is just another fight. It's another stepping stone. It's another name of the game type thing. I mean, I'm not overly happy with how it ended. I really wanted that finish. But ending my first pro fight with a retirement, that's kind of cool, too. I can't be upset about it.
Yeah, for sure, Hunter. Now it's all about building off that pro debut win, right? What do you think you did well in the debut that you can build off of coming into this one?
Honestly, I just went in with the same mindset I went in with every other fight before. I went in, played my game, did the things I know how to do, and it goes my direction. And I plan on continuing to do that until somebody stops me.
You're fighting Melvin Awesome Harris tomorrow night. He's been susceptible to wrestlers in the past, but he's super well-rounded right now. Is part of your game plan to test that grappling and wrestling?
I mean, it's going to be the same recipe with it. With everything else I do, I mean, it's going to be put the pressure on him. Wherever he's not comfortable, that's where I'm going to live. Wherever he doesn't want to be, that's what I want to do.
Talking to Hunter Watt on Forged in Ohio's Cage Thunder 26 Pro Weigh-In Show. A big storyline coming in is teammate Brogan Endress, who's in the main event tomorrow night, has defeated Melvin twice. Has Brogan and his experience fighting Melvin helped you at all prepare for this one?
I mean, a little bit. I've watched both times Brogan has fought Melvin. I've trained with Melvin myself. We've had sparring rounds at both gyms. So, like, I'm not saying I know what he's about because it's been a long time since I've stepped into a cage with him. But, I mean, regardless, I mean, I'm ready to fight whatever it's going to be.
A lot has also been made of Route 250's success to start 2024. Your gym currently leads the Cage Thunder Next Gen Fight Series rankings. Is it easier to find success for yourself when you have guys around you doing so well too?
I mean, it all comes back to the gym and the way we work, the way we train. We push each other to be the best versions of ourselves and to be the best fighters we can. I mean, no one takes shortcuts. Everybody's in there to train hard. We all know what it is, and we're all there to get better.
How do you ensure you get your hand raised tomorrow night?
Just come out, do what I know how to do, and push the pace and make them uncomfortable.
All right, man. Well, it was great catching back up with you. No doubt I need to get you back on the show for sure, but yeah, I'm looking forward to your fight tomorrow night.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
Sounds good. All right, joining me now is one half of Cage Thunder 26 main events representing Route 250 Martial Arts. It's Brogan Andrus. Brogan, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me on. I'm feeling great. How are you doing today?
Not too bad, Brogan. It's been just over a year since your last win in mixed martial arts. How driven are you to get back out there tomorrow night and get back in the win column?
Oh, I mean, no one likes to taste loss in the mouth. You know, coming off a loss, it sucks. You get back in the gym, you train as hard as you can, and you just want to get back out there and show everyone what you got.
What have you learned since that last win over a year ago and then the fight in between there, the loss at Cage Thunder 23?
I mean, I've been trying to sharpen all my tools, trying to sharpen my striking, trying to sharpen my grappling, trying to get meaner, tougher, stronger, faster, you name it. It's what I've been working on.
You're 30 years old, entering your physical prime. Do you think now is the time where you can build some momentum and really make a run, rattling off some wins?
Oh, I've never felt this good in my life. So 30 years old, I feel sharp. I feel ready to go. This is a great time to make a run.
I just asked your teammate Hunter Watt this, but Route 250 has had such a strong start to 2024, currently leading the Cage Thunder Cup Series rankings. Is it easier to find success for yourself when you have guys around you doing so well?
Oh, absolutely. I'm in there in the gym training with Hunter, training with Andrew Law. Andrew just came off a solid win. I went through his whole camp with him, strength conditioning, sparring, training, the whole camp with him, and now I get to do the exact same thing with Hunter. It's steel sharpening steel, man. It's so much easier to feel good and ready to go when everyone in your team's just that sharp.
How cool was it to see your coach back in the win column after so many years?
Man, it was wonderful. I was in the corner with him too, so I'm sitting here looking. I'm 5 feet away, watching him drop these elbows right on that dude's ear, and watching the life just fall out of this guy's eyes. It was fun to watch.
Talking to Brogan Andrus on Forge in Ohio's Cage Thunder 26 Pro Weigh-In Show. How excited are you for tomorrow night? It's not just any fight, but you're competing in the main event of Cage Thunder 26.
I mean, it's super exciting. Anytime you get a fight, it's a great time. Main event, it's a little bit past my bedtime, but I think it'd be worth staying up for.
Stylistically, do you think this is a good matchup for you against Tyler Collins?
Yeah, we're both grappling heavy dudes, but I know he's had a boxing match, so he likes to throw hands, and he threw some nice head kicks in his last fight there, so it'll be interesting to see how he steps into this fight and what he's going to be looking for. Any way around, it's going to be a fun fight.
If this fight does become grappler versus grappler, are you confident that you have the better grappling skills and can win in that department?
Any department we're in, I'm here to win, man.
I like to hear it, man. So how do you get the job done tomorrow night? What do you foresee when you think about how this main event might play out?
Oh, I'm foot on the gas right off the rip, man. I'm trying to end in the first.
All right. Well, it's great to finally meet you. I appreciate the time here after weigh-ins, and look forward to this main event, man. It's going to be exciting.
Sounds good. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Joining me now is KO Butler representing Apex Fight Systems. KO, how are you doing, man, coming into this fight?
Oh, man, I'm feeling great, man. I came back down to 85. Changing my schedule and my lifestyle around to get to training more. And this is probably a full training camp I haven't had in a while. So I feel good coming in here. So tomorrow night's going to be a good show.
Yeah, I was going to ask how you're feeling back down to 185. It's been a little bit since you've actually competed in this weight class, right?
Yeah, it's been probably about a year and a half. Mm. And my last fight was at 205. I went up in weight. But I've been in shape and doing my cardio along with my training, so it's been a good training camp. So this is going to be a good show tomorrow night.
What did you learn from that last fight at Cage Thunder 23? Obviously, it didn't go your way, but it was one of the most exciting pro fights in the state of Ohio last year.
Yeah, it was. We got fight of the night. What I learned is, I mean, results in MMA can be unpredictable. Mm. So I know that anything can happen in there. I've been fighting long enough for that. But you know, it's just that I feel like if I were to put together a combo instead of just looking for that one finish, You know, I think I could have got him up out of there, but he did what he had to do, and he got the victory. He's a better man. But we're back a little bit faster and feeling a little bit better this fight. So we'll see. I put a fire under me, so I'm ready to go.
You're 1-4 as a fighter. Do you think that accurately portrays who you are as a fighter, though, that 1-4 record?
I don't look at that, because if I was facing anybody that was like 0-5 and I was going to fight him, I wouldn't look at him as the record. I'm like, he's a trained killer. He's been around. He's in there with me, and the results can be unpredictable. So, you know, this game here, man, you can't let the journey break you. You got to embrace it. And I just embrace it, man. I take it a fight at a time, and tomorrow night is going to be fun.
It's been about 2.5 years since your last victory in MMA.
Yes.
How motivated are you to just get back in the win column and make yourself 2-4 as a pro fighter?
I'm very motivated for this one. Like I said, I changed my schedule around, my lifestyle around, to train more, and I put a fire under me that last fight. It showed that I went up in weight against a guy, you know, that's been around, and it showed I still got that fire in me. I had that dog in me that fight. I didn't get the decision, but it's there. So we come down, we're lighter, we're faster, and it's gonna be a good show.
Talking to KO Butler on Forge in Ohio's Cage Thunder 26 Pro Weigh-In Show. The last time you fought was the first time you've ever gone to a decision. Every fight before that, always being finished quite early. What do you think about the fight tomorrow night? Do you think it's gonna go longer? Are you gonna go back to your old ways of getting these fights done pretty early?
I'm definitely going for a finish. I'm back in that rhythm. I respect the guy. You know, I respect everybody who steps in here, but I'm going for the kill, man. When I warm up and I see where he's at, it's time to turn up and give him that old KO style. It's going to be a fun night.
The last time I did a show like this was for Cage Thunder 23. You joined me then, and I asked every fighter for an official prediction. I think you were the only one that actually gave me one. You said head kick, knockout in the second round.
No, he said that.
He said that.
Yeah,
I thought it was you.
He said that.
Okay. But you also gave me a prediction. What do you think about this one? What about tomorrow night? What do you see? What do you foresee happening?
A finish. I'm looking forward to get the finish. But, you know, like I said, results can be unpredictable. I respect him like anybody else, but I'm going for a finish.
All right. Well, that's all I got for you, man.
Yep.
Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you, buddy.
All of Ohio MMA is going to be watching, man.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right, fight fans. Now I'm joined by Shane Lehman fighting KO Butler, who you just heard from. Shane, out of Demolition Fight Team. You represent that gym, a gym that has burst onto the Ohio MMA scene. Dylan Budka making his UFC debut tomorrow night. And then a lot of guys in your spot, these rising pro fighters that I've talked to as well. Talk to me a little bit about what it's like training there at that gym and how you've been preparing there for this fight tomorrow night.
Yeah, so I'm very blessed. I got a great team around me. You already mentioned Dylan, and we have quite a few guys that are pretty much superstars. So it's a blessing for me to get to train with them. I actually just started training again this past year. February was my first fight back in 16 years. So I had fought pro 16 years ago and then had a long layoff and decided to come back. So February was my first fight back, and this is the second one, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because that's what stands out most, right, when looking at your Tapology, that 16-year layoff.
Yeah.
Why the layoff, and then why decide to come back and return?
So I joined the Marine Corps. So I fought pro, like, a couple weeks before I was getting ready to ship out. Mm-hmm. So joined the Marine Corps and then went to college and kind of got sidetracked with life and stuff like that. And then last year, I was just kind of sitting there thinking, you know, I don't want to get into my 40s and be like, man, I wish I would have done something. So here we are, you know. It's a tough sport, so especially when you come back and you haven't had any work in 16 years. So it's great. It's great.
So with that long layoff, how did it feel returning in February?
It was good. I mean, I lost, but it was awesome being in there again, feeling the speed of it. You know, you can't make that up. You know, you can't simulate that. The bright lights, and it was definitely a great learning experience for me. But all it really did was just push me forward and kind of showed me the bar of what I need to work to, you know. The opponent I fought was pretty good, and, you know, it just let me know what I need to work on.
I believe this is your first pro fight in the state of Ohio. The other one, you had to travel a little bit. Is that exciting for you, being able to fight in your home state?
Yeah, it's kind of nice, and it's nice only having to drive 2 hours over here versus flying to Texas or you know, driving to Indiana or something like that. So it's definitely nice.
Of course, talking to Shane Lehman on Forging Ohio's Cage Thunder 26 Pro Weigh-In Show. For people who might not be aware of you or your game, what you bring to the cage, what can people expect out of you tomorrow night?
Pretty much anything. I'm kind of well-rounded. So whatever opportunity presents it, you know, is what we'll do.
What do you think of your opponent, K.O. Butler?
Seems very experienced. He definitely has more pro fights than me. Definitely more active than me recently. So I look forward to testing myself against him.
Last one for you. How do you foresee this fight taking place? Where do you see it going? How do you get the win?
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm kind of keeping my expectations a little bit lower to where I want the fight to go. That'll be kind of a game time decision when we're in there, just kind of feeling the flow, you know. Like Mike Tyson says, you always got a plan to get punched in the face, so let's just keep the plan kind of loose right now.
Does that free you up too, not having like a strict game plan like that, knowing that you can take this fight wherever it goes and play by play almost?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, when you know the emotions in there too, if you don't have these crazy expectations, you know, your emotions kind of stay under control. At least they do for me.
All right, well, thanks for joining me for a couple minutes after weigh-ins. I wish you the best of luck tomorrow night. I'm sure a lot of fans are looking forward to it.
All right, thank you.
Cage Thunder 26 is the second leg of the promotion's next-gen fight series, which is also the debut of the Cage Thunder Cup Series, a year-long fight team event that will run through December, where the promotion will crown 2024 Cage Thunder Cup champions. Route 250 Martial Arts leads all gyms with 23 points. Fighters earn 10 points for a first-round finish, 8 points for a finish in any round after, 5 points for a unanimous decision victory, and 3 points for a split decision victory, adding some extra excitement to young, hungry mixed martial artists in the state of Ohio. Taking a look at some of these amateur fights for Cage Thunder 26, I know we're all focused on these pro bouts, but it's hard to look at this fight card and not look at the super heavyweight showdown between James the Menace Dennis and undead Jeremy Riley. James represents Victory MMA. He has a 3-1 amateur record, but what sticks out with him, his longest fight, 1:41 into the very first round. When you look at Jeremy Riley, 2-3 as an amateur, and he's one half of one of the best amateur fights you'll ever see when he fought Matt Beal at Cage Thunder 22. We know what will happen in this one. One of these big men will fall. It's just a matter of who it will be, how it's done, and how fast the finish is going to come. We also have a featherweight showdown between Luke McMurtry and Jared Patterson. Luke McMurtry, another Victory MMA product. Luke has appeared on episodes 2, 25, and 57 of Forged in Ohio. He is super, super talented. 5-1 amateur record. Former Cage Thunder featherweight champion. Started his career 5-0 before losing his last fight at Cage Thunder 25. He's fighting Jared Patterson, though, a guy out of Route 250. He's 6-7 as an amateur, won 3 of his last 4 fights, with last 4 fights all being finished in the first round via submission. So his experience and that ability to get a submission, those definitely pose a challenge to McMurtry, but I'm also excited to see how McMurtry rebounds from his first loss in MMA. He's a highly skilled former champion, and I know he's dying for a finish. All right, everyone, we are now joined by the promoter of Cage Thunder himself, Randy Jarvis. Nice to talk to you, Randy, again here. Something that didn't exist the last time we talked was Next Gen Fight Series and the Cage Thunder Cup. For listeners and viewers who might not be aware of exactly what that is, can you explain what that is and what it brings to this amateur Ohio MMA scene?
Well, sure. So in order to have shows like we're having Saturday night, you have to have the all amateur shows, the next gen shows, to build these guys up. So these debut guys and these 1-0s and 0-1s have fights and have opportunities where it's an all amateur show. We're gonna try to do 2 of those a year. We haven't really narrowed down the dates to exactly when that's gonna be. I think the next gen shows, we're definitely gonna stick with the February show, and we haven't really nailed down the second show of the year. But it would be a show where, you know, the not so much experienced guys, the new and up and coming guys that can kind of feature and do their thing.
Yeah, of course. Was this idea well received by fighters and gyms? Because obviously they're the ones that are competing in this. They're the ones that get the points from the system and how they like this idea.
Yeah, no, I think the feedback's been great. I think with every show, I think we're going to continue to get more interest from it. People are kind of paying attention. We're getting some people to pay attention and seeing what's going on, and people are you know, going to want to fight here for Cage Thunder and win that cup. We're going to have an awesome trophy. I mean, a huge, probably 6-foot trophy cup thing that's going to get passed around every year to the team. We're going to engrave the gym name, and
very cool.
It's going to be a really cool tradition. You know, maybe drink some beers out of it at the end of the year at the Civic Center. So
yeah, that's really cool. I like that idea too. So today's all about the pro fighters, with a great 4-pack of fights scheduled for Cage Thunder 26 in terms of the pro side of things. Tyler Collins and Brogan Endress headline this card. Why were those two guys the right pair for the main event of this fight?
Well, I think Tyler speaks for himself, coming off of 2 consecutive wins for us. Mm-hmm. He has earned his right to fight for a main event for Cage Thunder, and who better to pair him up with than Brogan. I think Brogan is going to be the most challenging matchup he's had in the last 3 fights. I think they match up well together. I think the intriguing part with this one will be just the game plan. It's a lot of unknown of what game plan they're going to have and how they're both going to attack each other. So I'm curious to see that.
Yeah, I am too. It's almost like a grappler versus grappler matchup, but maybe that equals out, and maybe we'll see what they do on the feet.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that one. I'm also excited for the other 3 fights on this card. Shane Layman versus KO Butler, that's guaranteed to entertain. Mm-hmm. And then some Route 250 and Ronan Training Center guys in there as well. What else can people expect out of the pro side of things for tomorrow night?
Well, I think with, you know, getting back to KO, I've had a huge following as far as our fans reaching out about when is KO fighting again. I know he's coming off a loss in September, but his performance was outstanding. It was one of the better pro fights that I have been to for years in Ohio MMA. So I have, you know, got a lot of interest for people watching KO. I think with all the local guys that are fighting, it's good to see these guys all have full camps and not coming off of a short notice fight. But yeah, it's going to be a great night of fights, a great night of pro fights and amateur fights.
Yeah, let's talk about those amateur fights. What can fans expect to see on the amateur side of things tomorrow night at Cage Thunder 26?
Well, there's a lot of amateur fights. We're 11. Is it? We got 12 amateur fights. So there's a host of fights. It's going to be a long night of fights and a good night of fights. But I think you have a lot of people that are going to be trying to prove themselves. When you have the pro element to it, they can see what goes into this sport and how you can achieve and get to that pro side of things. So I'm excited for it.
Jeremy Riley, James Dennis, super heavyweight bout. Are you taking the over under half a round for that fight to last? It seems like this one's guaranteed to end in the very first round.
I'm gonna take the over.
Interesting.
I'm gonna take the over half of a round. I think, you know, obviously Jeremy is on a tear right now. He's looking very well. I think when it comes to James Dennis, it's going to be – there's some unanswered questions. He's coming off a pretty devastating knockout loss, and sometimes fighters don't respond well to being knocked out. So we'll see. He's going to answer those questions here in about 24 hours.
There you have it. So I'll ask you one more. I asked you this last time, but can you give us one final hard sell as to why fans should buy those limited reserve tickets remaining or watch online at cagethundermma.com via pay-per-view?
I mean, it's going to be a sold-out show at the Chaparral. The environment, the fight environment, I can tell you, I have worked shows throughout this whole state, and there's something in the air at the Chaparrals. It's a great place to watch. You know, it's a rowdy crowd, and it's an outstanding place to watch fights. You know, no, there's not a bad seat in the house.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and I can testify to that atmosphere as well. I think a lot of fans are looking forward to Cage Thunder 26, and then of course Cage Thunder 27 on June 1st, I believe it is too.
Yeah.
And I know fights are being made for that as well. Thanks for joining me here for a few minutes on the pro weigh-ins, and I'll talk to you soon, Randy.
All right, thanks, Jake.
All right, joining me now, I already talked to Hunter Watt, his opponent. It's going to be Melvin Awesome Harris out of Ronan Training Center. Recently featured on Forge in Ohio, episode 69, not long ago. But here we are at weigh-ins. How was training camp, and how are you feeling ahead of the fight tomorrow night?
Training camp went well. starting to get a little rehydrated, so now I'm feeling A-OK. And, yeah, man, I'm ready to go. You know, we done our face-offs, we done our things, and now it's time to play. You know, we're here now, and are you ready? Yes.
As they say, the hard part's over, right? The weight cut's done. Now it's the easy part, the fight.
This is the easy part, man. That weight cut is always fun every time.
What are the nerves like 24 hours away from a big fight like this one?
Oh, I'm always nervous. I don't shy away from that, telling you that. I'm nervous every time. But it's once the door is shut, and I'm ready to go. You know, it's that's what it is. And it's the nerves, I think they help me. They're good. They keep me on my toes. They keep me sharp, and they keep me ready. So I get less nervous as it starts. You know, as it goes, the longer it goes, the more less nervous I get, and the more dangerous I'm going to be. Yeah. So it's just don't let me get comfy.
Refreshing your Tapology, it looks like you have another fight booked after this one, fighting, I think it's, what, Cody Harris in June? Is that accurate?
Yeah. I think I signed that one not too long ago. So, yeah, we're going to keep it moving. Like I said, I'm trying to stay as active as I can.
So when you have two fights on the docket like that, is it hard not to overlook your first opponent?
Absolutely not. not to cut you off there, absolutely not. I do one at a time. I'm not even looking. I almost forgot that I had done that. I'm not even looking forward to him yet. I got tomorrow, and we gonna do tomorrow. That's all I can think about.
So you're not like any extra conscious of coming out of this one healthy. That way you're good for that one. It's laser focused on this fight ahead of you tomorrow night against Hunter Watt.
Nope. I don't think about any of the me being injured or anything like that. I mean, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Sure. At this point, I'm thinking about me being victorious as best as I possibly can, and it being smooth. You know, I don't like to take damage. I take pride in my defense. Right? I'm not in there to get bloody and put war paint on. You know, I'm in there to touch and not be touched, and that's the that's my goal. So.
Talking to Melvin Awesome Harris on Forge in Ohio's Cage Thunder 26 Pro Weigh-In Show. A lot of this fight was previewed on episode 69 of Forge in Ohio, so I encourage people to check that out. But do you still believe that you can win this fight wherever it goes?
Wherever we go, man. I know he's a game opponent. I know Hunter. I've watched him over the years, and he's good. You know, I can't make mistakes with him, you know, and I know he's ready to go. You know, he's gonna come. He's got great cardio, likes to push the pace, and I'm a match his energy, and then show him wherever you want to go, I can stop you, and I can put things in your way. That's it.
We talked about that last time. You said you need finishes. You don't want them. You need them at this stage of your career. Mm-hmm. Is that still the prediction? You inside the distance tomorrow night against Hunter Watt?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I mean, I'm going to take my time like I normally do, and I'm going to let it come to me, right? First and foremost, we got to make sure I'm not going out there reckless, abandoned. I'm a cool, calm, calculated guy. And so I'm going to keep it calculated, work the game plan that we've established for him, and that's it, you know. And I hope it all goes to plan, because who doesn't love it better than me than when a plan comes together?
All right, man. Well, that's all I got for you. Again, you can hear more from Melvin on episode 69 of Forge in Ohio. Until next time, good luck tomorrow night, and I'm looking forward to your fight against Hunter Watt.
Thank you, brother. Have a good one.
All right, fight fans, I'm now joined by one half of Cage Thunder 26's co-main events. It's Jamar the Martian Moore, representing Apex Fight Systems. Jamar, this is your first pro fight at lightweight and your first fight in general at 155 in nearly 3 years. How are you feeling back at this weight class?
I feel good. You know, I'm always close to fight weight anyway, so, you know, I feel pretty much normal. This is actually like an easier weight cut than I've had the last couple times I've been at 55, so ready.
Is this your preferred weight class? You'd like to be at this weight class in the future?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because, I mean, honestly, because I walk around at, like, between 165 and 170. So, you know, I could probably make 45 still, but it just ain't worth it, you know.
Sure.
But,
you stepped up on short notice in your pro debut at Cage Thunder 24, I believe, against Lucas Mass. What'd you learn from that fight?
Honestly, it happened so quickly. Like, you know, I didn't get a chance to really showcase what I was able to do, but one thing I did learn was to just stay a little more patient, because I got a little impatient, and you know, and that's how things transpired. But,
I know my good friend Alex Henry asked you this question because we have good minds. We just think alike. Yeah. But with that fight being on short notice, do you feel like this fight's almost like your true pro debut?
Yes and no. Like, I don't know. It's just like another fight for me, to be honest. You know, I treat every fight like it's a pro fight. So, but, you know, obviously I started, you know, negative. So, you know, just looking to even, you know, the record up and then go from there and get back positive.
Do you carry any frustration with you after how the pro debut went, but also I believe the boxing match in January that was highly controversial?
Yes, for the boxing match, the MMA fight, not as much with Lucas. It was just, you know, I knew what the outcome could have been, you know, when I accepted the fight. So, you know, I don't, you know, have any hard feelings about the situation. Obviously I went in to win, but, you know, I knew it was a possibility of that happening. I wasn't training for a fight. I was 180 pounds and I cut 15 pounds in 36 hours to make weight for the fight. So I wasn't really training at that time. I was training like maybe 1 or 2 days a week. But the boxing match, yeah, because I definitely felt like I won that. But, you know, it is what it is. Try not to dwell on it too much and, you know, just go in there and control what I can control.
Talking to Jamar the Martian Moore on Forge in Ohio's Cage Thunder 26 Pro weigh-in show. You posted on Facebook that you have all your chips in the middle for this fight. You're all in. Just how important is this one for you?
It's the most important fight so far, you know. Yeah. And then the next fight is going to be the most important fight so far. So, you know, I'm always focused on the right now fight, you know. So, but, yeah, I'm going in and showcase my skill set and show what I'm capable of because I haven't been able to fully show it in like 3 years, so, you know.
But. Are you excited to be this high up on the card too, the co-main event of a 16-fight card?
That part I don't really care about. Because to be honest, I get like real bad anxiety before fights, so like I'd rather it be over quicker than. but no, I mean, I'm happy about it, but at the same time, I don't care, to be honest.
How do you see your fight playing out tomorrow night?
Oh, it's going to be a finish. Either way, whether it's submission or knockout, TKO, I'm finishing them. So first round, second round, third round, I don't care.
Well, I'm excited to see it. I'm sure a lot of people watching are excited to see it as well. It was great talking with you again after calling fights together at Cage Thunder 25. Now it's your turn to put on a show. Good luck tomorrow night.
I appreciate you.
Joining me now for the first time on Forged in Ohio, or at least in this capacity on these airwaves, my good friend, Alex Henry. Alex, how's it going, man? You're at the Cage Thunder 26 Pro weigh-ins.
It's awesome. I love being here at the golf course for the pro weigh-ins. It's always a fun time getting to just talk to the fighters, eat some food, stuff like that. I'm really excited.
Yeah, so let's talk about these four pro fights going down tomorrow night. Tonight's all about the pro fights, tomorrow amateurs, and then obviously the fights themselves. What pro fight are you most excited for?
Tyler Collins and Brogan Endres. I getting to go to their gyms and watch them train was really something I had never gotten to kind of. I've been to 100 gyms, Jake, getting to see how guys train, see how they interview. But these guys, and I've been to pros. I've seen the pros train. They are putting in the work. And I always think to myself, were they just doing it because the camera's on them, you know? But seeing the way they came into pro weigh-ins, you know, seeing their physique and how they carry themselves, you can really tell they're ready. And I think what excites me the most about the fight is I don't know who I have winning. Yeah. And I could see it going both ways in so many different ways. So I'd have to say the main event.
Yeah, so it's kind of a grappler versus grappler matchup, this main event is. But there's a chance that maybe that evens out and we see what these guys do on the feet. Where do you see this one playing out?
Absolutely. Well, it's funny because, you know, Tyler Collins, when I saw him train, I've never seen anybody hit a speed bag the way he could. Mm. And all they did was striking all day. And this dude was, like, insane with his striking. And if you look at his fights, he has all these head kicks, all these things like that. And then you look at Brogan, and Brogan decided to strike a little bit with Miles Robinson, who had knockouts in all of his fights leading up to that one. And he said, I'm a judo guy, whatever, but I'll strike with him a little bit. So that's, I think, part of the fun to it is I don't know where I see it going. I will say, when the striking isn't going Tyler's way, he'll often take it to the ground. And I don't suspect to see a change in that, where if it isn't going his way, it works for him on the ground. So I don't know why he wouldn't take it to the ground.
Looking at the six other pro fighters on this card, there's one guy that I look at and I'm like, yes, that guy, he's must see. It's KO Butler.
Absolutely.
What are you looking out of him for tomorrow night?
KO. And and I talked to him about this. I said, you know, KO, it's people, they use your name is not KO, but people see you and they think KO. That's what they call you. Is that what we can expect? And he said, absolutely. I'm going to try to finish it. And, you know, he's a Cage Thunder Tiger Life Fight of the Night winner in the past. And I'm interested to see how he does it this weight as well. I wonder if he loses any of that KO power. So it'll be interesting. I'm really excited for that fight.
Yeah, as am I. Let's talk about the amateur side of things for just a few minutes here. Nick the Gremlin Lute, the remarkable Roman Parobek. Every single time you interview Nick Lute, you ask him, is this your last one? Is this your last one? And time again, he comes back. And I interviewed both of these guys back-to-back, actually, on Forge in Ohio. That's why I'm excited for this one. But what do you think out of Nick the Gremlin Lute just opposing Father Time and coming back for yet another fight?
Well, first off, Nick, you got to stop making me look like a bad journalist. No, me and Nick, well, I got to tell him that. Because it's true, he keeps telling me he's going to retire. He looked good. I got to be at Route 250, see him train. He looked very good. And this is a very different fight for him compared to Malcolm, because Roman is so young and he's so good. And I got to actually see Roman train about a month ago too. And it was the day after the fight got announced. And he had already just been in training, getting ready for this fight. And he's electric. What I like about him is his versatility as an amateur. When you're an amateur and you're good at one of the martial arts, you usually stick to that. I'm a good boxer. Let me box. I'm a good wrestler. Let me wrestle. Now, obviously, he has that big wrestling background.
Sure.
But he's finished fights striking, and his striking's looked really good, too. It'll be interesting, though, because with the Gremlin, he's so shifty, and you never know what he's going to do. And he'll catch you in a position that you would never expect to get caught in, and he can finish fights that way. So it'll be cool seeing. I love the age gap too. I mean, it's like a guy that's not even 20 versus a guy who's past his mid-30s. Yeah. And that's always kind of interesting to see as well. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that fight as well.
Yeah, it's definitely crafty veteran versus young prospect, that's for sure. One more amateur fight I want to ask you about, and I'm just going to say who's competing, and you give me your reaction. James the Menace Dennis, undead, Jeremy Riley.
It's going to be an insane fight. Number one, James coming off a loss. You know, we haven't seen this out of him. So it'll be very interesting to see how he comes into this fight and what he kind of does. As for Undead, he's got all the momentum in the world, and he looks, every time he fights, he looks in better shape than he did the fight before. I could even see a world where he's like able to be like a skinnier heavyweight compared to what other heavyweights might be. When I see this fight, obviously I see a finish. In my head, I see some kind of finish happening. However, Jeremy Riley has proved to go the distance. Yeah. So we can see that as well. That's probably the fight I'm looking the most forward to on the amateur side of things.
Yeah, as am I, Alex. One more for you. You are the voice of Cage Thunder. Why should people tune in, buy the pay-per-view at CageThunderMMA.com to hear your voice tomorrow night?
You know, what Cage Thunder has been able to do with our pay-per-views and with our shows is like what nobody else in really amateur combat sports are doing. Not only are we putting on great, amazing fight cards, but our production is also very high. And that's what I pride myself on. You look at these other promotions, and maybe they have insane production, but then all their fighters are so boring. I can't watch these fights. Or sometimes they have a great fight card, but I can't watch it because it's like I'm watching it through an Android-quality phone. So with Cage Thunder, you really get a good show for a good price. And a lot of these pros and a lot of these amateurs, you might get to say, I watched this fighter before he got to the big stage in the UFC. And that's what I think is most exciting about a Cage Thunder show.
Well, thank you for Alex for joining me here. It's always a pleasure to share the mic with you here at Cage Thunder at the Cage Thunder 26 Pro Weigh-ins. And we'll talk again soon, man.
Thank you, Jake.
Don't forget, fight fans, you can still be in attendance tomorrow night for Cage Thunder 26. Go to cagethundermma.com right now to buy your tickets. Limited reserved seating is still available. And if you can't make it in person, then click on the live pay-per-view tab on cagethundermma.com to purchase the event today. You would be crazy to miss out on such a stacked local MMA card. And that's going to do it for Forge in Ohio's Cage Thunder 26 Pro Weigh-In Show and the second ever live show in the program's history. Let me know what you think about shows like this. It's not like it replaces what I already do. It's just an add-on and more content for you all to enjoy. And if you did enjoy it, whether it was watching live on Instagram, listening to it as soon as it drops in a couple of hours from now, or even listening to it on your way to the fights themselves, then I can't thank you enough for the support. Don't forget to check us out on social media at Forged in Ohio and support the show wherever you listen to podcasts as well on the Forged in Ohio YouTube channel. That channel didn't even exist when I did a similar show for Cage Thunder 23. No doubt we've come a long way, and no doubt that will continue to grow. Thank you all for tuning in to this one-of-a-kind edition of Forged in Ohio, and hope you all enjoy the fights tomorrow night at the Chaparral Center in Akron, Ohio, for Cage Thunder 26.